This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
As a man, finding a truly great pair of pants can feel impossible. Some wrinkle the moment you sit down. Others look fine but don't travel well, don't move well, or completely lose their shape throughout the day. When you're flying, commuting, or packing light, most pants just aren't built for real life.
That's why there's Jack Archer. JackArcher.com makes the Jet Setter Tech Pant, designed to be the one pair of pants you actually need. Comfortable enough for travel, polished enough for work, and versatile enough for wherever the day takes you. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. With flexible stretch, customizable fit options, and thousands of five-star reviews, these are the pants you'll reach for every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order using code GETJACK at JackArcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at JackArcher.com for 15% off your first order.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, presented to you in part by your local Hyundai dealers. This is Chicago's number one most listened to sports station. 104.3 The Score is Chicago Sports. Chicago Sports is 104.3 The Score. Always live on the free Odyssey app. WSCR, WSCR FM, and HD1 Chicago in Odyssey Sports Station. The
Score! It's an exciting addition for us. He has such a playoff pedigree, been on winning teams his entire career. Obviously, we've had just similar timeline in the big leagues. We were drafted the same year, came up around the same time, and so we've overlapped quite a bit, but he's a competitor and a huge addition for us.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on The Score.
Ian Happ talking about Alex Bregman, the Cubs third baseman. He is here. He is got a big contract, and he is helpful inside the clubhouse, ITC.
So the lead anecdote in Kenny Rosenthal's piece today, is today the 12th? I think it is.
Today is the 12th.
About Alex Bregman is about the left-handed reliever, Hobie Milner, okay? And the conversation that Hobie Milner had with Alex Bregman at the Cubs convention. And that's where we're going to go in a couple of minutes, to that conversation.
Shout out to Clark the Cub!
Oh, man. That guy.
We're friends now.
Oh, I love that.
Not if he interrupts Olin again.
Yeah, I was not happy about that. Love Clark. We love Clark in this house, but
Clark means well.
No, read the room, Clark.
I have Clark the Cubs' phone number in my phone. I have it under C the C, so I do not break his anonymity in case anyone were to hack my phone.
The thing about that, though, Tammy, is it's not like he talked, so it's not like he could have, you know.
To Olin?
Yeah. So I get it.
Or I thought you meant if I called him or something.
No, not you.
Text, apparently?
Yeah, the phone call would be very quiet. One sided conversation.
Very, very quiet. So yeah, I am now Clark the Cub and I have now made up. Yeah. We are buddies.
Good.
And that's great. I still love Southpaw. Might be the best thing about the White Sox these days.
I don't know if you can love both of those people.
Sure you can.
Okay.
And
Ray Rainer with
and Southpaw and Clark are not people.
Southpaw's a great mascot. My daughter loves Southpaw.
Switch hitter.
Even though he's the Southpaw.
He stopped me cold with them not being people.
They're not people.
That's not factually correct.
That is correct. Well, look at the description. Alex, look up the description for Southpaw. It doesn't say he's a person. It says he's a funny green guy or something like that.
If you're standing next to Clark, first of all, he's a Cub, okay?
Which means he's not a person.
He's a Cub because he's wearing the hat. But I mean,
he's a Cub because he's an actual Cub.
We're getting into
like a bear.
I know.
He's a Cub.
We're getting into
is Staley a person too?
We're getting into semantics and also a deeper spiritual conversation. Just like are any of us people? Lawrence.
These are questions.
These are. All right. So anyway, Hobie Milner.
Did you smoke weed during the break? How about sports talk on weed?
Hobie Milner was at the convention and Alex Bregman and he were talking and Hobie Milner said, "Oh yeah, man. Last time I saw you was in Boston. You doubled off the monster against me, right?" And Bregman said, "Yeah, sorry about that. If that monster wasn't there, it would have been just a fly out. By the way, there are two things you do that tip off what kind of pitches you throw."
Yeah.
And here they are. So Hobie Milner's like, "What? What?"
Let me write this down.
He said, "I knew one of them already. The other one I didn't. I guess we never caught it when I was in Texas with the Rangers. He knew it off the top of his head. Didn't have to go to his notes and pull it off. He had thought about enough to remember." So you dream of getting vets like this who know this stuff and will share it with your players and make them better.
I try not to fall in love instantly when it comes to players and new players being in town. Our interaction with Alex Bregman, I was like, "Oh, I really like this guy." I really like this dude, and I hope that he does well, and I hope he is what he is presenting to us. Stories like that make me believe that he is what he was presenting to us. But in what we do, we know that not everyone is super comfortable with doing radio or being in front of a camera, stuff like that. It's the attempt for me. And it's like, is there any enthusiasm with you talking with us, even if we don't understand some of the stuff that you're saying, because you're professional baseball players and we're guys that host talk shows.
Yeah,
I felt like I was getting someone who was enthusiastic or at least smart enough to be enthusiastic in his first impression of dealing with us. And that was cool to me. And I hope that carries through. Mm-hmm. And in retrospect, when Council was like, "Wait, you guys already got Bregman to do a weekly?" I was like, "You know what? Craig Council, the manager of the Cubs, joins us here on the Spiegel and Holmes show. Hey, Craig, how are you?"
"You got the second best guest. You just had the best guest. I'm a little lower on the list."
"No, it was just a timing thing. That's all it was."
"Yeah, well, we had Bregman, too. I mean, he was pretty good."
"You got Bregman to do a weekly show with you?"
"No, we had him this afternoon." "We don't move that fast.
Man, you guys are good."
"We are going to the new signal."
"Well, we just talked to Bregman earlier.
Bregman's
an
FM guy, you know?"
"He is.
Huh?
Very much so."
"That's amazing.
I felt that way too."
"Yeah.
He is an FM guy."
"Yeah, Bregman is.
Alex, slack Alex Bregman for a weekly." "And pay him."
"Done.
Out of your own salary.
But only on the FM."
"Can we use the Wu King Tuck fund?"
"Yeah.
Yeah.
Roll up one of those Sprinter vans because we got a couple extra."
"Yeah, we've got six Sprinter vans. What do we do with the $600 million? Do we still have that?"
"No. We can't talk about that."
"That's how do you think the signal got changed, Spiegel?" "We had to use it to elbow some people. And that's what we had to do.
Had to buy out everybody who was working for jams,
so to speak." All right, so listen. We did sit down with Alex Bregman.
Yeah,
and
we did.
He was, I guess technically we stood up. I think all three of us were standing for that interview. He was terrific. I liked his suit, even though he didn't like his suit that day. I remembered that. Here's what he told us about why he wanted to be on the north side.
Honestly, it was a place to win. I feel like a storied franchise, a place that offered stability for my family and myself, and a team that I felt like could be playing meaningful games deep into October for the next 5 years. And like I said earlier, for me, it's my family and baseball, and I want to win. I feel like I know that's what drives me every single day when I wake up in the morning. And there's something about postseason baseball that's just you want it. It's the feeling is unbelievable, and I hope to climb all the way to the top of the mountain with these guys in this clubhouse and win a World Series here.
It's awesome. When you say that, and it makes all the sense in the world, because you're investing in a team for the next 5 years of your life, this prime part of your career. So what do you check out? What do you investigate? What do you ask of them? Do you Do you ask if they're going to trade certain guys or not? Do you ask what, about the development path or like the timeline of the franchise? How does that work from your perspective?
Well, I think early on in this process, just talking with Jed and Carter and a lot of the Cubs staff on our Zoom call right at the beginning of the winter, they expressed to me that they want to win and they were going to do anything it takes to win. And we kind of dove into their systems, processes, how they thought about the game, how they thought I could improve as a player and how they thought this team could improve, and showed the roadmap for where this team's going. And I believe them. I think this team's going to be very special.
Yeah, man, it's cool. Like, he was doing so much media that day, that weekend, but you could tell he was very, very present with us and really thinking about the answers. I have not spoken to anyone who covered him in Houston and lived with him on the daily like baseball people do. But I have spoken to people who covered him in Boston and lived on the daily with him in Boston. And they said this is him every day. That is what he was like every single day. And they found themselves saying, I don't think this is a bit. I think it's just this guy, to a point that you brought up at the beginning. Like, is this somebody who really knows what he's doing and putting it out there? Or is this really just a dude who freaking loves the game and wants to talk about it all the time and wants you to be better because it makes him better?
And it could be one of those things where it was an image and now it's become a personality. You know, like it's, oh, this is what I want to project, so I'm now going to be this. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
It was just nice to, for a guy that signed the type of deal that he signed, and I'm not trying to diss Kyle Tucker. It's just that we knew that Kyle didn't want to have anything to do with any of this part of the gig. And that's okay. Like, he's paid to play baseball. So I'm not frosted by it. It's just refreshing.
I'm frosted by it.
Yeah?
Yeah. But go ahead.
It's nice when you guys, I got to give you guys credit. And I've only been on the show for a couple of years, but you guys developing that relationship with Nico and being like, oh man, like this dude is amazing.
Well, that's more about Nico than it is about us,
but
though.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like that. So like on the midday show, we had Ian. And I like Ian, and partially the reason that I like Ian is, one, he's smart, and two, he and I we're built similarly
in terms of a switch that can flip,
mm-hmm.
and that edge that you walk with. Yeah, I could see that.
And his drive, and I could kind of understand him, and I like living in the place that Nico's in. Nico's got that too. Like, Nico's got that to an extreme.
But Nico has...
But he also is just really nice and giving and fun.
He also... Nico has a wide-eyed wonder at the world where he's just trying to learn as much as he can.
He's so blippin' smart.
He's crazy smart, but he knows that he could always learn more, and he just keeps it coming, and he stays level. No, it's an interesting thing. I think Nico and Bregman are similar personality profiles from what we've heard and started to learn about Bregman so far, in terms of that constancy and that presence and really listening to you and checking it out. And here's the thing, like, you know, Tucker, like, in baseball, you can be who you are and be part of a great team even if you don't give a crap about your teammates and if they're going to get better. It's just, baseball is that perfect blend of individual achievement within the team concept,
yep.
Where you can be Barry Bonds and not give a crap about anybody and not talk to anybody and make sure you got your recliner in front of your locker and not care if anybody else has a recliner. True story. Like, you can be that dude, and as long as you're a badass and hold up your end of it, everybody's good. It's all good. But think about the places where you work. It's a hell of a lot more fun if you actually do give a crap about your teammates, isn't it?
That's why the Kyle Tucker Dodger stuff was striking to me.
Delicious.
Because he was like, hey, what's up, everybody?
Oh, nobody will give a crap about what I might bring to the room here.
I can just kind of, hey.
I can just show up and just, like, do whatever here. I can just blend right the hell in.
And a big smile on his face.
Hey, man, if that's what you want. If that's what you want, then that's where you go.
Well, you got the money, too.
Well, so. I know that's what you do. But some guys
may
are
have
like.
Killed baseball.
So, He really might have.
A couple columns that I've seen today.
Yeah.
That might be a thing.
There's one more coming at 5 o'clock, by the way.
That's the one I was talking about.
Yeah. I got a column coming out at 5 o'clock with some news about next year, and we'll talk about it then.
Yeah, it's going to be kind of a multi-platform attack for us. We're going to talk about it, and there's a column for you that you'll be able to check out on 104thescorechicago.com.
Oh, that's hard. That's tough. It's tough to be you right now.
It is.
Saying all that stuff.
Anyway, back to the smart guys. $2, actually.
Yeah. Back to smart guys.
Was on with us.
Yeah, he was.
And so we had asked him about, because we had heard that there was like a BP thing, a sesh with Bregman and Nico. Here's what Nico said about that.
Yeah, it's really cool. I think this the Friday morning of CubsCon is a fun day when, you know, people go and, you know, they get a lift in and hit a little bit, but it's really just an excuse to chop it up and hang out a little bit for new players, see the facility and hit a little bit in the cages and just got those conversations going. It was a good time.
Yeah, he said that you actually have some similar things in your swings and your profiles. Is that true?
Maybe. I mean, he's a guy that I've always, you know, really looked up to offensively. He's a, you know, obviously an infielder who makes a ton of contacts, but is able to get to his power and really do everything well as a hitter. And so someone I've watched for a long, long time and cool to be able to share a cage with now.
Alex asked Jed for, like, reports on the players so, like, he would know what people are about, which was kind of interesting. Like, are you guys open to conversations with a new guy, with a vet like that? You were last year with Justin Turner, right?
Yeah, I mean, JT was one of my favorite players ever to watch. And from afar, and then to share a cage with him was really cool. I think part of being a good teammate is knowing what other people are thinking about and going through, and it makes when, you know, you're watching the other 30 at-bats in the game, you're watching other guys with a little more purpose and intent, it means a lot.
So dig this. Great stuff from Nico. On Tuesday, Alex Bregman, according to Ken Rosenthal, was in the Cubs video room with the team's hitting coaches, asking about his new teammates and what they were working on. And the guy that he was focused on, that he ended up focused on, was Pete Crow Armstrong. And PCA said yesterday, quote, "He's excited to see my OBP go up and my swing rate go down. It's everything that everybody else probably wants to see, but the way he talks about it is really cool. It's a nerdy approach to hitting, but it's never overcomplicated." So this is PCA already listening to Alex Bregman and looking forward to getting his help. One of the things that one of the guys in Boston told me, Lawrence, is that Roman Anthony, the enormous and incredibly talented young Red Sox outfielder, was drinking up Alex Bregman wisdom all season long and had his swing basically revamped by Bregman on the fly. That Roman Anthony's excellent rookie season, or at least the portion of it after he got going, was in large part due to some conversations with Alex Bregman.
Yeah, and you know, usually when you start talking about swing reconstruction, it's usually a whole... I mean, we saw it with Matt Shaw last year.
Yeah.
We saw, hey, man, you got some...
Right.
Oh, you got some things.
But that's big.
You got to go over there.
That's big, though. That's huge. I think there's smaller stuff.
Sure.
That I can't wrap my head around. You know, there's smaller stuff that those guys talk about and think about with minutia. Ron Coomer, a better guy to talk about that, you know?
I mean, I'm down for if Coom wants to come on and just talk hitting, we could also ask him why everyone's got a hamate bone break right now in baseball.
Can you point out the hamate bone?
It's right here, right?
It's right here. It's on the outside of the wrist, right? And it's got a little hook on it in there. It kind of hooks other bones together. And now Corbin Carroll, Francisco Lindor, and Jackson Holliday are all dealing with hamate bone issues at the same time. Is somebody out there targeting hamates? Is that what's happening? Alex Coon, can you look into that? Thank you.
We appreciate that, Alex.
Calling the orthopedist right now.
Yep. He's on it. Slack every orthopedist.
Yeah, man.
All of them.
So this is the stuff. This is the stuff we're going to learn. I was just told, by the way, that next week, when I'm out there today, a week from today, I believe they're going to set me up, Lawrence.
On the field?
Very near one of the practice fields.
Oh, backfield Matt.
With the machine, so we can be live for our entire radio show.
So we're going to get ambient sound of crack bats and fielding and guys cussing. all sorts of other stuff.
And we'll get some of those guys then walking over to sit next to me and be on our show live.
That would be great.
I think that's the plan for a week from today when I'll be at Sloan Park in Mesa. I cannot wait for that.
Did anyone follow up on my idea that we can get the Cubs and the Sox together on the bidet thing with Sloan?
That's a great idea. Alex, follow up.
Did
you make any bidet phone calls? Like more than your usual.
After I install my own, I will make some calls.
I think that's a good idea.
No, that's a great idea, Lawrence. You're right. Sloan is
that's
right
what
there.
They do that.
They make
that's
those.
What they do.
Yes. I'll get those questions
And I will say, the bathroom experience at Sloan Park, pretty great.
I think I have a Sloan's phone number in here. Should I reach out to a Sloan?
Be like, hey, I heard the White Sox have wanted bidets. Can we get you guys over there?
I'll check in at the break.
All right, you do that. Mm-hmm. We do need to take a break because when we come back, we're going to talk about a former Cubs third baseman.
Dude.
Yeah.
It's sad, man.
Yeah. We'll talk about it next here on The Score.
After 34 years, The Score has finally reached the FM dial.
The longest drought in the history of American sports is over, and the celebration begins.
David Haw here from The Mullin Haw Show, morning 5:30 to 10. You're listening to Chicago Sports Radio 104.3 The Score, powered by the official sports book of The Score, Circus Sports, sports betting the way it should be with no bet fees.
During the Rosen Hyundai of Kenosha Getaway Sales Event, they're doubling down on auto show savings. Escape the ordinary in a new 26 Tucson or Santa Fe with 0% APR for up to 60 months. Plus, make no payments for 90 days. Looking for luxury? Get behind the wheel of the all-new 26 Palisade with 0% financing and a $1,000 sales event cash bonus. Find yours at Scott Levy's Rosen Hyundai of Kenosha. RosenHyundaiKenosha.com. 0% is a buy-down offer for 36 months. Max $20,000 finance may affect final selling price. With approved credit on select Palisades, valid through 3/2/2026.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, world? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, chicken farmer, and now host of Free Range. This is a show where I go off the field and off the script. We're talking what's hot in music, film, trending news, and everything blowing up your feed. If you love football, you'll feel at home. But if you're here for the vibes, the internet deep dives, the conversation, this is your podcast. Join me every Wednesday. Follow and listen to Free Range with me, Von Miller, everywhere you get your podcasts.
As a man, finding a great pair of pants feels harder than it should. Some look sharp but feel stiff. Others are comfortable but wrinkle, stain, or lose their shape by noon. And if you're working, traveling, or constantly on the move, most pants just cannot keep up. That's where Jack Archer comes in.
JackArcher.com delivers one pair of pants designed for real life. Whether it's golf with the guys or date night with someone special, these pants will keep you comfortable and looking polished wherever the day takes you.
That's right, Mark. The Jack Archer Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built to hold its shape all day. With customizable fit options and multiple colors, these are the one pair of pants you'll want to wear every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your first order.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign-up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
Home show flashback. Flashback. Flashback.
One heroic swing of the bat. This team needed a lift in the biggest way, and the kid came through. Wow, is that huge!
Chris Bryant used to make you jump back in the day when he would hit the ball or make a great play at third, or honestly, just be walking around.
Oh, dude, he was box office all on his own before the team got good. And, I mean, and I'll never forget thinking about the run of his career. If we were to look at Chris Bryant's years there, there was a while wherein he won the Golden Spikes Award, followed by the, he essentially won the College Player of the Year Award.
High School Player of the Year Award too, right?
Yes, I think so, yes. But there was the College Player of the Year Award, followed by the Minor League Player of the Year Award, followed by the Rookie of the Year Award, followed by the MVP.
Yep.
It's like the best. You're the best. You're the best. You're around. The best. Oh. Around. And obviously a legend.
And a World Series.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. A legendary Cubs career. And since he has gone to Colorado, it has been in decay. And frankly, it was in decay even before that.
Sure it was.
We saw it happening.
Yeah. And it sucks, man. Like, I don't know why. I mean, I guess there's a similarity here to Derrick Rose, but at least in the case of Chris Bryant, we did get to see the zenith. Like, we got to see, oh, well, here's him playing at his best, and here's him winning a championship. And I think
it's still a very good comp in terms of a filmic kind of dramatic rise and fall that we lived through.
Yeah, and I feel terribly for him because I don't. You know, he just seems like a really good dude. And it's like, man, all of us would want our life to play out the way that Chris's life has played out, where it's like, oh, you do this thing and you're the best at it. You marry your high school sweetheart. Like, all of you're 6'5" and really handsome. You're super rich. Like, all of these things. And then it just, the thing that he loves, like, he can't, his body won't allow him to play the game the way that he wants to play the game.
For those who don't know, he's now 34 years old.
Which is wild.
Just jarring to think about. Like, you ask somebody, what age would you think of him as a player in terms of his body and what he's been able to do? And you might say, yeah, 35, 36, 37, he's 34. But how old does Chris Bryant feel in your mind?
27. You know what I mean? Like, he still feels 27 to me, and he's not. And
he's definitely not. He has played in 170 games out of a possible 648 since joining the Colorado Rockies. And I think what sparked your desire to have the conversation is the other day, he got put on the 60-day injured list. He'll be on that list for at least the first 57 games of this season.
And it's heartbreaking because, like, you don't, even if a player declines, and, you know, Javi went through his decline and then popped back up last year, was an instrumental part of why Detroit was as good as they were, had a little bit of a renaissance. Rizzo aged out. And that's what happens. Like, that's what a player looks like when they age out. Yeah, he had the back problems too. He had the back problems here. Yeah, and like, this is what an aging slugger looks like. With Chris, it's been, he's not even playing.
Can't even play because it's A or B or C or D, and now it's the back for him. But all over that kinetic chain, man, things have just popped up for that guy. Don't you think also there is this subtext with Bryant of desire and the questioning of how much that desire was imprinted upon him?
Yes, by his dad.
And by being good.
Yeah.
By being good and just the fates. And there was a goal for a lot of years of that first free agent contract and what it could possibly be. And I used to be in touch with his dad. I had his dad on Hit and Run. Used to text sometimes with his dad. And the dream was realized, the familial dream was realized in terms of making it to the big leagues, being a superstar, and yes, getting to that free agent contract and signing for the big dollars. I don't know where Chris's desires were on all of that. Every once in a while he would talk and he would open up a little bit and you're like, oh man, that's interesting. But we imprint that upon him. We wonder about it in a way that we didn't wonder about Derek. Derek wanted to play, man. Derek kept playing.
Yeah.
Derek kept playing as long as he possibly could. There's legitimate questions as to whether Chris really wanted to play after a while and whether he really wants to play now, unfortunately.
It felt like he might have found something with the Giants for that half of a season that he went over there, that he might have found something. And he was happy, and he had talked about, like, oh, I loved the Giants when I was growing up, and it was close enough to Las Vegas and all of this stuff. And then you're like, oh, man, you're signing in a place where no one really cares. Like, no one, like, you're just going to be an afterthought there because it's the Rockies, and the Rockies are not good. And then everything starts to happen.
Yeah.
Like, all the stuff, the injuries start to happen. You're not able to play. And I don't know. Like, I know that it's weird to have empathy for someone who's making as much money as he is, but I just always liked the guy. And I'm like, man, this is too bad.
Seemed like a very sweet guy.
Yeah.
Totally.
And maybe that's it. Like, when we got to know him,
yeah. He
was pretty much a kid. And you're like, man, this kid's really great at baseball. He's having a great time. He is part of the reason that the Cubs were able to break the curse. It's a legendary moment at the end of that game, him slipping as he's throwing the ball to first base.
Look, let's be honest. For better or worse, on this show, we're grown-ups, you and me. We're grown men.
Old men.
Yeah. Well, hey, you simmer down.
I mean, you're older.
Oh, man.
Significantly.
But we're grown-ups, you know? Then we got Tanny over there. He's part grown-up. You know, we got Alex, who's, I believe,
Chris Bryant's age.
Wow.
Yeah, people think Alex is a lot younger.
Yeah, they do.
Because
I was about to make
I've heard that's
younger.
The curse of this position.
Because he's new, people think that he's a lot younger.
Well, and also he's Dr. TikTok. Like, he's out there.
He is Dr. TikTok.
He's out there. He's living that social media life, man. He's being vibrant and doing what the kids do. You know, and I understand. But we know, we've gotten a sense for some of these people as people. And we're talking about Bregman and Nico, and here we are talking about Chris. Bryant was a very sweet guy, seemingly a very sweet guy, and had to deal with a lot of stuff. I just flashed to the moment he found out he was traded and it was officially done. You remember that? They were on the road, and he got the news, and he was in tears hugging teammates in the dugout, you know? And there had been talk, like, does he want to get traded? Does he not want to get traded? Who the hell knows, man? But, like, that was a clear end to a chapter of a grown man's life.
I'd love it if he could have one more half season of good. Not great. Like, not superstar. If he could have one more half season of good. And then say, you know what? I'm out. That's going to be the end of it. Like, I don't think that he's Anthony Rendon. I think Anthony Rendon was like, I'm good at baseball, and they pay me a lot of money to play it. So I'm going to play it, but I don't love it.
He signed that deal in L.A. and immediately showed his ass. Like, he immediately did.
I think KB does love the game. I don't think that he loved the business. I do think that and I do wonder if that colored the approach to free agency. It was like, you know what? I was under the thumb of the Cubs for 7 years. And now I'm going to go get the most money that I can get. And it seems like the smart move at the time, but maybe not the right situation. You know, I do wonder about that.
It's really interesting. The chapter that you're imagining that might be added on is a really nice one. You know, we've seen it every once in a while. And imagine if we saw him freed up to just kind of find the joy again as a part-time player somewhere. I'm trying to think of the who's in that category. Where have we seen that before?
Rick Ankiel. Oh, and man. I mean, I know that he was dealing with all sorts of other stuff, but there was that renaissance of Rick Ankiel.
For sure.
Where he came back to the game. You're like, look at him.
All right. So the category, dear listeners, and you can help via text because you're always good at this, is players who, by injury or otherwise, had to be away from the game for a long time and maybe also seemed to fall out of love with the game, but then had a resurgence. Like a final gasp where you're like, oh man, look at that. And he's playing with that childhood joy and good for him. Because that would be a really nice chapter to add on to Chris Bryant's life and career.
Can I give you a superstar that, like, on its face, it doesn't seem like that should even be, it should be counted, but I feel like that was one of Pujols.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, Albert Pujols as a Dodger. Happy as a clam, getting to 700 home runs.
And then getting back with the Cardinals at the end and had a pretty good season.
Yeah, but that's a guy who never stopped playing.
He right? never stopped playing, but there was 5 years of bad with him, with the Angels. And then it's like, well, he's a Dodger now. And then there was a little bit of joy there. And then he goes back to St. Louis, and he has it.
It's a really good call. Pujols back in St. Louis is a really good call. Texter says Bo, seeing Bo Jackson. I mean, that's, you know, specifically injury. But, yeah, seeing Bo do anything post that injury as a Raider and seeing him come back to baseball is an unbelievable thing.
I like this from the 630 texter, Jonathan Toews.
Yeah, man. That's, Jonathan Toews is right.
I mean,
that's a really good call.
If you got emotional that night, I would understand it.
Josh Hamilton. Say texters. Hamilton away. A lot of self-imposed damage.
Tiger.
Came back. Oh, yeah, dude. When Tiger won that, I just got chills thinking about it. When Tiger came back and won, was it a Masters or U.S. Open? He won a couple majors coming back. But, yeah.
He came in second in the U.S. Open, then won the Masters.
Won the Masters. I mean, yeah.
Or PGA, and then won the Masters.
Yeah. It's, I mean, these are excellent suggestions.
And here's all I want. Like if we're talking, if you have to break it down to a slash line, like 265. 340, 450. Like, that's all I'm talking about with Brian. Like, about a half a year of that.
How about playing good defense and seeing him run the bases with that graceful gait?
That's the part that I'm scared about. Like his body now is just so different than what it was when we were watching him play third base for the Cubs. Like, but yeah, absolutely. See him pick one, make that, because you give you that zzz from third base, like on the line on a backhand.
Yeah. Couple textures with Alex Smith, the quarterback Alex Smith. That's an excellent call.
With Alex Smith, though, I was terrified every time he took a snap.
Yeah. But even like Kansas City, Alex Smith was a resurgence, you know? After years of issues.
Yeah, inside the mob. You're right. I want my Derrick Rose 50-point game from Chris Bryant.
In Minnesota.
I thought about that, too. Like, I thought about that a lot. I was at the Derrick Rose raising of the jersey, the retirement, and I thought about that game, and I thought about, like, what that meant. And I will admit to you, I was in tears.
Mm-hmm.
Watching him be in tears.
Yeah.
After school. And I think a lot of people, like, I thought that was a moment of fan vindication, like for all the people that did love Derrick Rose. Here's my magnum opus. Like, look, I know that my body is not really worked and things didn't work out, and this thing has been messy. And then he gives you that. And then he gave you the emotional response that we kind of never got from Derrick when he was with the Bulls and his alpha dog mode.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got it. And we're like, that's exactly how we feel about you.
Well, I wonder if that potential Chris Bryant chapter is going to happen in Colorado or not. There's a lot of talk out there that maybe the Rockies are working on an exit plan of sorts. Like the way the Angels did with Rendon, where you just eat the money and find a way to stretch it out over sort of like what you saw the Bucks do with Damian Lillard when they realized there was no chance, you know? Bryant has 3 years left on his deal. This one and two more. Do they find a way to do that? And if so, then he becomes a free agent. Maybe he goes somewhere else. Maybe he goes back to Wrigley Field. Can you see it? Can you hear it? Can you feel it?
I can't, actually.
Yeah, I can't see that being a place.
Me neither.
That's a good call. That's a good call. Probably not going to happen. All right, good talk. Kerry Wood did have that moment back with the Cubs. Yeah? Then was able to say goodbye. Kerry Wood, talk about like one of the greatest ways ever to end your career, getting a strikeout and getting hugged by your kid who's a ball boy on your way off.
That's not bad.
That's pretty good.
How about Kerry Wood?
And I have some breaking news for you. Yeah.
Pat's the best.
He really is.
He's so good. All right. Well, that's how we felt about it, and we see that you feel similarly, and that's good.
Yeah, and I like that you found a way to imagine the positivity that that could come out of the next chapter. You know what? You're no longer the mayor of Worrytown, just for a day. You can step down.
I'm still worried.
Yeah. Disgraced former mayor of Worrytown?
How dare he not worry?
He didn't worry. I was there that day. He didn't worry. He can't be the mayor of my town.
That was awesome. When we come back, we've got a reason for you to watch All-Star NBA Weekend. We'll share with you next on The Score.
Hey, Bulls fans, this is Chuck Swirsky.
And Bill Winnington here, letting you know that now you'll be able to listen to all the high-flying action, every Bulls game in crystal clear FM quality on 104.3 The Score.
Imagine the threes.
Bam! Big time onions.
The dunks.
A deep dish dunk.
The buzzer beaters.
Here it goes. Midpoint. Oh! It's gone!
All in FM quality on 104.3 The Score.
Bulls basketball has never sounded this good.
Listen to every game on your home of the Bulls. 104.3 The Score.
This segment is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. New teeth, new smile, new you. Save up to 95% at AlmostFreeTeeth.com because confidence should never cost a fortune.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Buying pants shouldn't take this much effort. Too many options, inconsistent sizing, and styles that don't work across your day. You want something comfortable, sharp, and reliable without guessing, returning, or buying five different pairs. That's why there's Jack Archer.
Ah, yes. JackArcher.com simplifies everything with the Jet Setter Tech Pant. One versatile pair designed to take you from work to weekend without missing a beat. Easy to wear, easy to style, and easy to shop for. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. They stretch, breathe, and hold their shape, giving you a consistent fit and polished look every time. Backed by thousands of five-star reviews, they're the dependable pants you'll reach for daily.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at JackArcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at JackArcher.com for 15% off your first order.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune. Which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is. It's almost President's Day, and this year I've got a winning strategy for saving big. I'm skipping the phony sales and instead scoring everyday low prices on my favorite pieces from Bob's Discount Furniture. When I shop Bob's, I get more of what I love. More style, more storage, more comfort, more choices, even more years on that precious mattress warranty. All for a fraction of the cost of what you pay at other stores. So this President's Day weekend, stop in or shop online and see how much more you can save when you dare to compare at Bob's.
An entire division on the line in one play. Williams, pressure, throwing, Clara has a man, it is caught! Touchdown, Jahdae Walker, unbelievable! Unbelievable is right! Williams with his Steph Curry impression, that fadeaway, lofts it up in the air, miscommunication and coverage. Walker comes down with it.
Tanny can always find something that makes sense. This is why there's two guys in our business. There's Fred Norris and there's Chris Tannehill.
That's it.
That's the list.
Everybody else, get out the way.
That's it. That's the list. And Chris is on terrestrial radio. You can hear him every day here on The Score.
Right here. You're lucky enough to catch him. And you can catch us in podcast form as well. You know, you can grab the Spiegel and Holmes show on Apple Podcasts or on Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is true. And it is also true that Caleb Williams is going to be a part of the Celebrity 3-Point Contest.
Along with Drewski, Richard Jefferson, BMX athlete Nigel Sylvester, big fan, Jake from State Farm, something called Plaque Boy Max.
Max.
And Cam Wilder. Cam Wilder. Also.
Van Wilder?
Nope, Cam Wilder. Van's little brother, I guess. And of course, Oklahoma City Thunder guard from the NBA, Jared McCain. Which is weird.
That feels like it's unfair.
Yeah, one of these things is not like the other.
I feel
one.
Like everyone else should be able to shoot. Him and Richard have to shoot from behind the actual NBA three.
Yeah, I would think that's
fair.
And
then everyone else should have to shoot from college.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm Googling Plaque Boy Max.
Nigel Sylvester is kind of
New Jersey-based hip hop artist.
Thank you very much. Online streamer and record producer. Welcome, Plaque Boy. To my consciousness.
That's like everyone's description nowadays. Like, everyone that I haven't heard of, streamer.
Yeah, who's Cam Wilder?
It's a great question.
Little brother.
Come on, Alex.
Slash streamer.
Is he New Jersey gamer. Based? Let's see. Cam Wilder. He's an internet personality.
There you go.
He's an influencer.
Our country is in shambles. He
probably makes more money than all of us combined.
Yes.
In a month.
See how hard it is to get a 14-year-old boy off the internet these days.
But are they happy?
Yes.
Oh,
they seem incredibly happy.
They are, yeah.
So like my 14-year-old's like, I think I want to be an internet person. I'm like, no, you can't do that. And then he's like, well, look at these 4,000 internet people making bank and living happy lives.
Well, some of that, though, is the lives just seem happy. They aren't actually happy.
Now, that's a good point. That's a very good point.
Some people are broke.
I tell them, do not compare your insides to someone else's outsides.
That's a good piece of advice on a lot of different fronts.
Yeah, right? For all of us. You got to be careful on that. But I will be comparing Caleb Williams' 3-point touch to that of Plaque Boy Max as I watch this game.
Hasn't Caleb said, hey, look, man, I don't really play basketball?
I think he has.
Yeah, he put it on Instagram yesterday. He's like, I am not a hooper. So
what's he doing then?
I don't know. How many shots is he going to make?
What? Look, he has to look.
And if he goes out there and airballs a bunch of them, is it going to?
He's got to make one.
Well, let me say, I haven't watched a lot of NBA celebrity 3-point contests in my time. Is it similar to the regular one where they've got the racks of basketballs?
I would imagine.
As would I. Alex, have you done this?
See, I don't think. I feel like this is pretty new.
Yeah, it is.
I don't remember it happening. You're right. I don't remember it happening.
It's a way.
And I have watched a lot of celebrity basketball games on All-Star Weekend, but I have never seen a 3-point competition.
You know who's playing in this celebrity game? Shams.
Shams Charania is indeed playing in the game.
I give him a lot of credit for that.
Yeah, that's true. Showing up and showing your baller skills. Keegan-Michael Key is in that game. Jeremy Lin.
Sneaky athlete, Keegan-Michael Key.
Ah, there you go. Multi-platinum rapper Glorilla is in that game.
Big Steelers fan.
Amon-Ra St. Brown is in the game. Keenan Allen is in the game. Brazilian soccer legend Cafu is in the game. Taco Fall is in the game. Now, that is, again,
a guy who's 7'6", who's played in the league.
That is a basketball player.
Seems unfair.
What are we doing here? As is Jeremy Lin, retired,
no,
but still.
Retired guy I'm okay with.
Okay. Because
Jeremy Lin's, what,
so 44? So Shams going to have to guard Taco Fall? Seems like a mismatch.
That's the visual that you want, right?
How about this visual? You know who else is in the game? Matt Ishbia is in the game. Phoenix Suns chairman and governor, Matt Ishbia. How about Shams one-on-one with Matt Ishbia?
You better be doing something, because there's a whole lot of lawsuits going on over there in Phoenix.
A whole lot of lawsuits going on. There really are. So is he trying to sports wash his lawsuits away by playing celebrity basketball?
I'm a fun owner. Don't sue me.
Look at me out here.
Don't sue me.
I got all the dollars.
Don't sue me, bro.
So look, there's a lot of Jason White Chocolate Williams is back. As a matter of fact,
good luck guarding him.
Yeah, probably still can't guard him.
There's no reason not to.
So what kind of showing do we need out of Caleb?
He's got to make one.
Just one more than Black Boy Max.
He's got to make one or no air balls.
Oh man, that's tough. What's tougher? I mean,
no air balls, or there's got to be a make.
Yeah, you can't have an air ball and have the painted nails in front of Drewski. It's going to be a problem. It's going to go viral.
you can't go 0-for like Modest did in the dunk contest.
He did go 0-for. That was a terrible showing.
I was like, Modest, just
dunk it.
Don't do any. Just get on the board.
You just get some points.
Get yourself
there.
An opportunity to keep going.
Is that when you knew he wasn't a star? Is that when you knew?
It wasn't great. Wasn't a great moment.
You got to show the ability to finish in the dunk contest.
Think it through.
Yeah, sure.
Like, you don't have to do the crazy dunk right now. Mm-hmm. Save the crazy dunk if you advance.
Yeah.
Let's get one on the board.
Yeah, you started with the crazy dunk.
Get one on the board.
He did. He was trying to do a crazy funky thing with a between the legs and a flip around of some whipsy doodles in there and stuff.
Whipsy doodles.
I think there was a whipsy doodle.
That's what Lawrence goes to get during the break.
Those are delicious, by the way.
I did go and
stealing all the BBM whipsy doodles.
Well, what was great is that now they've got Roger has thrown in there the Reese's Valentine hearts.
Just now?
They're in there now.
I haven't been there all day.
And I love all the specialty Reese's and Spiegs. You agree with me on this.
But
the peanut butter ratio is perfect.
Much better. I had confirmation of that from a friend.
Source.
Yeah, from a source in Boston. A former college friend. Still a college friend. But anyway, we were talking about it, and he said, 100% with you on the ratio. So there is nationwide appeal, I can report.
Too much candy. That's how he became Plaque Boy Max.
Gotta be
well,
careful.
You got a brush. Yeah, you can have that, but then you have to brush like 30 minutes later.
Man, I've been having a fun show. You guys having a fun show out there? I've been having a fun show. It's time to bring that mood down.
Oh, man.
Shall we? Let's bring that mood careening downwards.
You know if there's a column that's going to coincide with the segment, it's not good.
They're going to put out a column.
See me.
Go along with the segment.
Not good.
And we're going to share some stuff.
We don't write columns when things are good around here, folks.
Sometimes, every once in a while, but not this one. This ain't good. Had some news. Got a little news about the baseball season that may not be next year. So I had to share it in a column, and we'll talk about it on the radio.
It's next here on The Score.
Mullen Hall, Chicago's number one most listened to sports morning show. 5:30 till 10 a.m.
Caleb Williams, what's fun is that he's like a national celebrity because of what you saw during the season. It's celebrating his national status that the Bears, you know, they had the play of the year, right? The most exciting play and the protector of the year. Some of those finishes, some of that hopefully sustainable magic. You look at that, and that's kind of why you want the guy to be out there.
Mullen Haw, mornings 5:30 till 10 a.m. on Sports Radio 104.3 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
As a man, finding a truly great pair of pants can feel impossible. Some wrinkle the moment you sit down. Others look fine but don't travel well, don't move well, or completely lose their shape throughout the day. When you're flying, commuting, or packing light, most pants just aren't built for real life.
That's why there's Jack Archer. JackArcher.com makes the Jet Setter Tech Pant designed to be the one pair of pants you actually need. Comfortable enough for travel, polished enough for work, and versatile enough for wherever the day takes you. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. With flexible stretch, customizable fit options, and thousands of five-star reviews, these are the pants you'll reach for every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order using code GETJACK at JackArcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at JackArcher.com for 15% off your first order.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two King or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two King or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover's accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.